I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Tens of thousands of people rallied on Sunday in the Philippines' capital, Manila. Their goal? To protest corruption that saw up to $2 billion taxpayer dollars leached from flood control projects the past 2 years. Pastor Herman with A3 says President Marcos Jr. revealed corruption concerns in a July speech.
The cry of the people is really for accountability and punish those who are responsible.
Sunday's protests were mostly peaceful, but violence broke out in certain parts of the city. At least 130 police officers were injured and more than 200 people arrested after the incidents.
Pray for the church, that the church will also be not just what's happening, but be a vocal voice for justice, truth, and righteousness.
Find your place in the story. And today is International Day of Sign Languages. It highlights access needs in the global deaf community and knowledge gaps among the hearing. Door International's Rob Myers says,
for most of us, not having grown up around deaf people, we don't know things like there's more than one sign language around the world. We assume sign language and English are the same language when they're not.
While sign language resources have come a long way in the past 50 years, significant communication barriers remain.
Less than half of the countries around the world recognize sign language as one of the official languages of their country. If deaf people's first language is sign language, then not having access to information, particularly from our vantage point, not having access to the gospel, is a critical gap.
This story continues at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Trans World Radio is giving away a free book called Making Waves. It's packed with powerful stories of transformed lives, unforgettable ministry moments, and clear evidence of God's fingerprints at work. You can get your copy free. Just click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.